The Defense Department is taking heat from military associations and members of Congress, not just for proposing trims to compensation, but also for the timing of the proposals. They come just 1 year before a congressionally chartered commission is supposed to issue a full package of recommendations to modernize the entire military compensation system, including pay, retirement, health care, and other benefits. But in budget hearings on Capitol Hill this week, Pentagon officials insisted they've done enough analysis on their own to move forward with a package of changes, including lower military pay raises, smaller housing allowances, an end to commissary subsidies, and new out-of-pocket health care costs for military family members and retirees. Defense Undersecretary Robert Hale is DOD's comptroller and CFO.
We think we have the information, but the budget effect caps are in effect right now. If we wait 2 years until we have the commission results, and it'll take that long, then we're going to have to take all of this money out of readiness and modernization, and we think that will destroy a balance and damage national security. So that's why we're doing this. We'd rather wait. We'd rather not do them. But the limits are in effect, and we at least don't see them changing.
Defense officials defended their personnel proposals this week as modest. They would change military pay raises, which generally keep pace with inflation, to 1% per year. Housing allowances would be changed to only cover 95% of the cost of service members' rent, and the department would no longer pay the cost of renter's insurance. Commissary shoppers would get about a 10% discount compared to market grocery rates, compared to the average 30% they see now, and the TRICARE health insurance system would introduce new fees and copays to try and push beneficiaries to use lower-cost military treatment facilities and pharmacies. If all those personnel changes were enacted, DOD would save about $2 billion in fiscal 2015. Senator Lindsey Graham is one of a few lawmakers who publicly agrees that the department's military personnel budget is in need of serious structural reform, but even he was unwilling to embrace the department's proposals on Wednesday.
Could we find $2 billion outside the Department of Defense, or even inside the Department of Defense, that would avoid us having to make structural decisions about commissaries, about TRICARE, and other things about compensation, which I will eventually probably support? I just like the commission to do it. It's not that I don't trust your work product. We've got ourselves in a bind here. You've got a commission studying the same subject matter. You got an administration's got to come up with money and the budget caps. You're doing what we required you to do. So if we could find a $2 billion safety valve here, I think it would prevent them from having to just ignore the personnel account and raid other accounts and allow the commission to do its work. To me, that would be a great exercise, because the structural changes that are going to come, and they will come, have to be better thought out, I think. And if you're going to ask people to give up housing allowances, pay 5% or whatever, I just like to make it a more thoughtful process and be able to go to these folks and say, we've had people, the best minds in the country, outside the administration, outside the Congress, to look at this. I just think it would make sense and be easier for us to sell.
But DOD says it's not just a $2 billion problem. The Pentagon estimates the changes it wants to begin making next year will bring compounding savings of $31 billion over the next 5 years. And Hale says even delaying the changes by a year or two would throw DOD's already tenuous budget plans way out of balance.
If you delay all these, the whole budget slips, and so we're going to have to take another $10 billion or so out of the FYDP. I don't know the exact number, but if you delay it a year or probably 2 years to wait for the commission, probably another $15 billion or so in that period. I don't know the exact number. I'll supply it for the record. But what you're doing is forcing further cuts in personnel, or in perhaps numbers of personnel or modernization in the out years.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the chairwoman of the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Personnel, says she acknowledges DOD is not facing any easy budget choices at the moment. But she says the combined effects of all of DOD's proposed changes would be unnecessarily harsh, especially for lower-ranking, lower-earning service members.
We offer a set of benefits and pay to incentivize our forces to take on these very tough jobs and make the sacrifices of having to relocate your family every 2 years, every 3 years, have to sacrifice that your spouse may not be able to work because of that relocation. So we really are changing the deal. So my concern is, if we have this commission and they are going to do a more balanced approach, it seems to be a missed opportunity to not wait to see what they can come up with as well, because these are, as you've said in your testimony, these are very tough cuts to figure out. This was not an easy process, but these are real cuts. So if you're a family that's making $20,000 a year or $30,000 a year, that 30% of groceries that you were just taking away, that savings, matters.
Defense officials say they were only able to win the Joint Chiefs' support for the personnel spending cutbacks by pledging that any savings would be applied directly to the military services accounts for readiness and modernization, both of which have already taken significant hits already and would suffer further if sequestration kicks in again in 2016. And Hale says those are precisely the accounts that would most likely suffer if Congress decides to prohibit any cuts to the personnel account.
The chiefs sat meeting after meeting debating these very points. But if we choose to, or if you choose to go back on these proposals, you're going to have to take it out of somewhere. I don't think you'll want to take it out of modernization. We could have the same debate about whether we're buying enough aircraft and ships. I don't think I know, or I hope you don't want to take it out of readiness. But those are the choices you've got. So we feel we have provided you a balanced proposal.
The Pentagon also believes that a majority of its own service members might be less protective of their pay and benefits than members of Congress are. Based on surveys, the department thinks troops are more concerned about the ongoing cutbacks to their training than they are about their compensation. Jessica Wright is the Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness.
We know that compensation and benefits are only part of what attracts and retains people in our military. And this is especially true when we talk directly to our service members. Our members join our service to also learn and exercise their skills. We believe that readiness and training are clearly the ultimate care we can give our service members. If we cannot afford to train, exercise, and operate, if that is, if the quality of their service is diminished, we will precisely lose those service members we want to retain. We have an obligation to ensure service members and their families are fairly and appropriately compensated, and that caring for them during their time and after their time in uniform is also on our radar scope. We also have the solemn responsibility to give our troops the finest training and the finest equipment possible.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.